Joined today by John Rosa, your Boone County Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. I let it slide. The legendary John Rosa.
Thought maybe it was something I said. Offended you or took the title away.
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to. I thought, well, I'll just try it different this time and see what happens. John Rosa, landfill, and one of the things we're into that time of the year. You're not particularly a big fan of it, but citywide cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
You are the destination.
Yeah.
Well, and so people understand why, because obviously it's constantly the same thing. What's going on? Do these people grow this stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, that is one of the, I guess, concerns or frustrations that I guess I personally have about that that process that we've been doing this for a number of years. It's been in place before I took over, 5 years ago. It's been, I'm not sure when it started, but I know it's been going on a long time. And I just wonder if it's about time for it to stop, frankly. I'll just raise the question, because if it's a community cleanup, I would just question, how many times do we need to keep cleaning up our communities? That it just still keeps going over and over and over and over and over. Every year, we still keep bringing out various amounts, and there's a different amounts for the communities. Boone, yep. How they do it, the city of Boone does their cleanup and how they want to do that, and so we allot a certain amount of tonnage. Cities are per loads, and because it's how many ton would you have, there's just a lot. It's all over the board. It's been one of those frustrations, kind of a head scratcher for me, and I just wonder that the message that we send is, that's fine, just keep getting more stuff, because every year you can get it cleaned up for free through the communities. And it just doesn't, I just question the logic behind it, I guess.
I can understand, like when we get flooding issues or things like that.
Yeah,
I can
natural disasters, catastrophic events, something like that. Yeah, I get that. But when it's just every year, just because that's what we've been doing for X number of years, then I just question it.
I know they emphasize no garbage, but that's still.
Yeah, okay.
So what would people would still send it there anyway, though, John?
They would.
They would still send it to you.
They would. They would still keep making garbage, yep.
Even more.
Yeah. And it's one of those things of, do we do that? Is that the right message to say, yeah, it's, still keep sending it, it's fine. Should we be raising our rates significantly to make it more significant, substantial, to say, okay, if you want to throw stuff away, fine, but it's going to cost more. And I know there's the argument to say, keep your rates low because we don't want stuff in our ditches. We want to make sure the communities are cleaned up. And I'm not saying I want more stuff in the ditches. I participate in cleanups. I do those things. No, I would never want that. I would never want a mess in the communities, but still it comes back to the responsibilities and the messages to say, yeah, it's fine, just have more stuff. You can always throw it away, and you can always pay to throw it away, or that one time a year you can get rid of it for free. And I just question it. That's all.
This is one of those things, too, that ties in with really what the supervisors have really been pushing at us, and you in particular, because you get to be the lead on this here, but extending the life of the landfill.
Yes.
And what kind of personal responsibility should people take on that?
All of it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, I'm just kind of the representative of it to say this is what's coming in, and everyone has to be more responsible with their stuff, in my opinion. And we need to do more recycling. We need to have less stuff in the first place. Recycle more as necessary. But still, if you don't have the stuff in the first place, you don't have to recycle it. You don't have to throw it away. Everything's going to get thrown away eventually, because everything breaks. Everything has a recycling life. Everything has an end life. We have the TV, the electronic recycling. The amount of TVs that are being recycled now is crazy. I'm glad they are. It's a program that we implemented years ago, and saying no more, because there is a recycling program for it. So let's do the right thing with it. But, do you need the new 70-inch flat screen TV that's frankly going to last you probably like 3 years, because stuff doesn't last as long as it should, and it's going to get recycled. So, again, how badly do you need it? and that's, we're in a want society. We want this, we want that, we like stuff. I get that. I'm guilty of it to some extent as well, but I often pump the brakes on things a little bit and say, do I really need that though? And let's just step back, because I know where it's going to go. And maybe everybody should spend a day out staring at the working phase out at the landfill and be like, that's where, wow, that's disgusting.
There's a lot of
it's a lot of stuff. Yeah. That's the truth, though.
It is. Sorry, that's it. Just what we're working with right now. And we are a throwaway society.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotten it. When I think back to even, my mother, God rest her soul, she would still do things, I mean, because the era when she grew up, and we have a lot of people that grew up in that time frame, that would say, you know, we don't need this, or we reuse this. When they were doing a lot of recycling, like during, back in the 40s and 50s and stuff, they were really starting. And then since then, it's just gotten to be more, oh, we can throw it away. Now, recycling sometimes gets to be a little bit of it because, oh, this is recyclable. Not always. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the challenges we've talked about in the past, too, is being able to do that. All right, so some of the big issues, again, extending life of the landfill. One of the big things is reducing what's coming in.
Yeah.
Obviously, that is one of the first steps you take. Unfortunately, your plans that you were working on to reduce some of this didn't. Kind of fell apart a little bit, but not done, but not still done. I mean, talks are still going on, and Story County has been really the issue, a concern of the supervisors, the amount that comes in from Story County.
Yeah, and their responsibility in our program. So we do operate under the Central Iowa Solid Waste Association, CISWA. So as a primary service area that we have, and with Greene County, Boone County, Greene County, and a few other oddities, and then Story County, including Ames, being the secondary service area. So we are the landfill serving representative to that county as well, to Story County, as since they don't have a landfill anymore. So we have that responsibility through our comprehensive plan. What can we do to, stop that, I guess? There is that responsibility. They're part of the CISWA, so we have that responsibility. But if we can find somebody else that can work with us and help us out by taking their stuff or more stuff, then we can do a out of planning area form through the DNR to say this landfill agrees that they will take it. We agree that we want them to take it, and that happens, and that'll be helpful. And I hope, not to jinx anything, knock on wood, that
still working on it.
Yep. Still working on it. We haven't given up on that. But, I hit a glitch, a little slowdown, so we're trying to figure out another plan, reroute where it's going to go, and we'll see if we can make that work. That would hopefully be effective July 1 of this year for certain amounts. We're talking C&D, the construction demolition waste that comes out of Story County, for it to flow to a different landfill. And then in the future, can we do more? Can more of the stuff coming from their county go somewhere else to just cut down on the amount? It doubles us. It eats up our life. If we're operating as such as we currently are, we're, 15, 20 years max on our current space. If we can get rid of that stuff and slow it down significantly, get to our primary area and serve that. But yet, there's still that responsibility of where should this all go? And the biggest thing is the DNR would like to, as I understand it from them, is they just want to make sure that there's something designated. So not just saying, nope, not here, but instead saying, not here, it goes here instead. So a noted location for it, if you will, for that stuff to go there instead of just wherever, we don't care. Yeah. Okay. But, we're trying to watch out for number one, saying, we got to make sure that we don't get it in the future and to slow it down.
So for listeners, you've heard him refer to the DNR a couple of times. Everything falls under the auspices of the DNR. Solid waste management is in their bailiwick.
Yep, it is.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes, we are permitted through them. We operate under comprehensive plans, designated service areas. There's a lot of stuff that you have to abide by. There's a lot of regulations to it. We have an engineering firm we work with to make sure that we're in compliance. They keep us on track as well. So there's a lot involved. It's not just saying, oh, well, it's garbage, throw it away. Who cares where it goes? But there is regulations with it. We often get those questions, too. Can I bring my stuff to you? Like, well,
where are you from?
Yeah, we get questions randomly. I had one from the other day. Guy asked, can I bring my garbage to you? I was like, Probably. Let's start with some other questions. Oh, where are you from? Well, Des Moines. Oh, nope. Sorry, you can't. Here's your service area. I'll direct you to the right location. But mm-hmm. always ask. We get random questions like that. We get calls from, you know, Boone County, Missouri, and then it gets to be an awkward conversation. But, you know, we could. There is actually, you know,
no
interstate regulations and such, but let's not get that. We're in the middle of central Iowa. It wouldn't make sense.
It would be so, just anyway, too difficult. Yes. And again, this is just one of some of the ongoing things. There's others. There's guidelines out there. I would imagine, by the way, that DNR might have been the ones that back many years ago said, no more grass mm-hmm. clippings into the landfill, because that used to be one of the things. Everybody would just dump their grass clippings and...
Yep.
And no, we don't want any more. Part of it was the methane issues that were going on.
Yep.
And but, you know, it took up a lot of airspace and stuff. Now you're to the point where you're going, boy, we could almost use some of it. No, I was going to, because I'm shifting to, again, the discussions that have been going on with the company to provide methane withdrawal, if you will.
Yes.
Harvesting, I call it.
There you go. Yeah, we are in talks. Trying to work our way through that too. Again, everything seems to be a slowdown of such, but we want to make sure that we're doing all our diligence on making sure we get the right program in place. But the methane collection program seemed to be kind of growing throughout all of Iowa. Different landfills are interested in that. Frankly, all of them should be, because landfills are producing methane. Can you do something with it? Mm-hmm. There used to be a threshold designated by the EPA to say, if you cross this threshold of air pollutants, then you need to do something about it. We're still below the threshold.
Yeah.
As we grow and as we get more garbage, we expand into our last cell coming on in a few years, that we would probably pass that threshold. And at that point, you pass the threshold, then you have to have some way to mitigate the methane. Easiest way is to flare it off, burn it, just get rid of it. But it's not the best. And if you could do something positive with it, which would be the methane collection type system, then if you can purify it, send it to the natural gas pipeline is one mm-hmm. proposal. Another one is to clean it, create energy with it by burning it off and generate something with it. Then, and you're doing something positive with it. Even better.
That's some of the new technology we're starting to see.
Yep.
And again, it's one of those things that as time goes by, people come up with better ideas.
That's right.
And what was a good idea 15 years ago might not be as efficient today.
That's right.
There might be other ways.
And that's part of why we're trying to slow down our filling up our landfill, you know, is to maybe there'll be a solution in the future if we can extend this as long as possible. Maybe there's another option. And so let's just try to ride this out as long as possible. Maybe there's new technology. Maybe there's new methods to the madness to do it better. So same thing with the technology on the methane collection. There's probably going to be more developments in the future as well. But right now, I'm glad there's something an option available for smaller landfills that we are mm-hmm. still under that threshold, that we could still do something with it.
It'll be interesting to continue watching that, because I know you're involved with the paperwork and they're going back and forth, and so you're going, we'll do what we can. Yeah. Their concern, obviously, among other things, is the life of your landfill.
Yeah.
If it's going to be 25, 30 years out, this is looking more cost-effective for them.
Right.
So, yeah.
And it would still produce beyond our closure time.
Sure.
You know, there would be still some opportunities there, I guess, for collection of it beyond closure time. But we still want that to be as long as possible down the road.
Those are just some of the things. Spring cleanup, let's talk about that, because a lot of people are going to be doing that litter pickup cleanup.
Yes.
And we are Keep Boone County Beautiful. We do that.
Yes.
Or the landfill does that.
We do.
You have people that do adopt stretches of roadway, yep. things like that. And you provide, he doesn't come out and give you lessons, but you've got bags, you've got, you know, things, how to pick them up.
Grabbers.
Everything. And, yep, yep, yeah. You've got the stuff to help people out if they want to do this.
That's right.
All we require is what, twice a year?
That's what we ask, yes, twice a year. Spring is great after the snow's gone, which has been for a while now already, knock on wood. Hopefully it'll stay that way. But we look for spring and the fall, pick a good time to go out and clean up that stretch of road that you've adopted. don't just adopt it on your own. Go officially through us, if you would, please. Go out and adopt that. Sign the papers to say you're going to do it. We'll make sure it's a designated area and safe as much as we can. But yeah, we supply the bags, grabbers, whatever we can do to help you out. And at the end of the time, you just leave them by your post that's designated for you, and then we will come and pick it up for you as well. So you just got to jump through the loopholes. You know, it's one of them things we always want to make sure that we are keeping on and helping with as well. So great day to do that would be coming up. You know, you got Earth Day not far away. We'll be pushing for
April.
That.
Yeah.
Yep, we're going to push for that to do a cleanup again. We did that last year as well, and it worked out pretty well. So I think we'll just...
And we do have, and not just roadways, but we do have designated space as well. I know Seven Oaks is one that does the boat ramps.
Yeah.
So they're there, and again, they have a lot of customers in and out of there, so they make it a point. What about our romps? We're not doing the romps.
It's still available. It's just not under its usual process, but okay. Still looking for groups that would be interested in doing a cleanup of the stretch of a river. So we will support you. We'll help with the canoes, the payment of that, I guess, if you will, and the process behind it. Pick up the garbage after you've collected it and brought it back. We'll take care of the disposal for it. So it's kind of... Still trying to get it off the ground, I guess. It's been a struggle, but
part of it is you guys, or at least for a long time, the landfill was doing a lot of the organization. Then you had couple of other, I think Seven Oaks got involved with it, and then we had County Conservation, I think. So there were some things like that were going on. And at that time, anyway, it was, again, one of the challenges was, still getting people out there doing it every year. And then we'd have a flood and we couldn't do it and we'd have to move. So the river's been down so you could walk it the last couple of years. But it is still one of those challenges out there.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, you get high water. You can't no sandbars to pick stuff up. You're not really getting anything. Too low, you can't get the canoes through there very easily. So just those challenges that we seem to be experiencing on a more regular basis, that we were not going on the river. We're just doing the ground.
You were doing a lot of landlubber stuff,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, for sure.
John's a landlubber guy.
That's me, yes.
But and surprisingly, look, this showed up back here in the river once again. We get it happens.
Yeah. So we're just trying to change the format. If you have a group that's interested in doing it, we're not going to base it on one weekend of the year where we say on this Saturday we're going to clean up that river. It's more or this stretch of the river. Instead, if you have a group that's interested in doing that, please reach out to us. Want to try that? Try it out. See, you be our guinea pig, I guess.
Designated
if you will,
area.
Yeah, and go and do the drop off, and pick up and stuff. And then, but if you're picking up the debris on the river as you go and we can designate that area and encourage you to do the right things, and then we'll help you out with the disposal of it as well. So it can be helpful to everybody in the community. It can be helpful to your group. You get some satisfaction out of it. You can still get out on the river and enjoy your canoeing and just doing a little cleanup and work to give back to our community. We would appreciate that.
And what the DNR, that was is called Awareness, I think. It's
Project Aware.
Yeah, Project Aware. So, and I know that was basically how our river romp got started. It was one of those that just kind of a spinoff on that. Now we would like to spin it again.
That's right.
See if we can't do that. Okay. I'll just say we can get her done. if there are groups that are out there that are interested in doing things like that. But really, for the spring cleanup stuff, you'd like to get some things going there, too. If groups want to be organized and put together, a walk through a park or something like that and get some cleanup.
You bet. Just work with us in advance that you're going to plan to do this, and we can make sure we get the materials and then the pickup afterwards. Because, if you're just gathering the stuff and then leaving it somewhere, then we're not getting it taken care of. It's not... it's not the best.
It's not the full cycle.
Finish it.
There.
Yes, that's right.
So I know we talked about, in the rural parts and stuff like that. What about city streets when people want to do that? I know they usually go to the city and inquire about that. Mm-hmm. Do you work with them?
Yeah, we'll help out as much as possible. Yep. If especially if it's organized through the city, doing the cleanup like that, then we're not talking about cleaning up your garages, you know, but we're talking about the actual on the streets, the sidewalks, et cetera, then we can certainly work with the group, with the cities on that too, and get that garbage in.
As long as we keep working.
That's right.
Got that going. recycling part of things, how's it been going? Any new markets? Anything else? No.
Same. No.
He just gives me that look like, no, I still have the same challenges we've had. Haven't had any. Have you had any fires lately? I should have asked that.
No, knock on wood. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
I hate that word. Man, alive. Yeah. That's scary.
Again, batteries, folks. Batteries. You do recycle. I mean, for the longest time, we said, no, those alkaline batteries, you can just throw them and stuff like that. Now you would like to say, cover the positive end, put a piece of tape over it, and
deliver it to us at the landfill.
we will get it taken care of.
Don't throw it in your garbage. Don't tape the ends and then throw it in the garbage. That kind of defeats the purpose. So we want all the batteries collected. So ABCs, all batteries collected. Bring them to us. Doesn't matter if it's alkaline, rechargeable, whatever it is. Just let us deal with it, frankly. I know there's confusion with alkaline, NiCad, lithium ion, rechargeables, the car batteries, the yada, yada, yada.
Recycle them all.
It's wonderful, the cordless, the convenience, all those things. But the scary part behind it is throwing those away and then having that charge that's still in there because, I was in the recycling center the other day and ran over smashing the stuff with the skid loader, and pretty soon there's smoke coming out. I just recently driven over that area and then, discovered, lo and behold, there's a battery that had popped open. So a rechargeable battery still has that power, pop it open, and we had fire starting to build in the recycling center. So it's pretty scary, and I know our operators on the landfill side of things, on a regular basis, they're seeing
they see smoke coming out of the face. They go looking to see where is this coming from.
It's get it before it gets out of control and gets big. So they're they're aware, they're keeping an eye on those things. They remove it, extinguish it. Typically it's cell phones being thrown away. We will deal with the cell phones, those batteries at the landfill. We can take care of that. I would encourage you, we talked to Verizon. They have you can drop them off. You may not get anything out of it, but they have a program. They're able to utilize them and do something good with it.
Get them properly disposed of.
Yes, it's easy way to get it taken care of instead of throwing it away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it in recycling. Do the right thing with it. And if you don't know what the right thing is, call.
Yep.
Please ask. 515-433-0591. Please. And don't throw shotgun shells. There was another one. Carrie did a little look around our garbage, our drop-off area, the cash customer drop-off area in those dumpsters. Pull out, half dozen, 3.5-inch, 12-gauge shotgun shells, still live and everything. A little scary. So don't do that. And I know, it looked like they're old, rusted up. They're bad, right? Okay, throw them away. Well, there's still potential there. So please don't do that. Please ask the questions. Ask, call. If you're wondering where those go, we're working with the fire department. They're going to get the fire marshal's office to properly dispose of those.
We've got a routine. An operating procedure. Yeah. How's that?
We'll help you out with that as much as we can because we don't want them in the garbage. We don't want them in recycling. We want them in the right spots. So please don't just say, who cares? Because we do.
Okay. We're in March, and I know it's got several weeks before it, but April 6th, you're going to be back to the household. Come out Saturday morning and for a couple hours, bring out household hazardous waste.
Yep, again, that's when we open
that. Back into the routine.
Yeah. Yep, that April kind of kicks that off. That's the first Saturday we open up the program. During the week in April, you can call and set up a time. We can schedule something, but if you're talking about the Saturday collection event, then it's just open. You can just drive out there, bring your hazardous waste, those chemicals, fertilizers, oil-based paint, paint thinners, aerosol cans. That's a big one. Time to get rid of those, then bring them out to us during that free service that we provide to residents in our service area.
So easy. Go to the second entrance.
Yes.
There we go. Just go to the second entrance. Somebody will be there. Anyway, we'll remind them as we get closer, too. And I know we've got, like I said, a lot of cleanup things coming up this time.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about landfill operations, if they want a presentation, I know you guys will go out and do that.
You bet.
Especially we get into the springtime when people start doing a lot of cleanup and disposal of stuff. Just call the number again,
433-0591.
0591.
You bet.
And inquire, or shoot them an email. You got that, too. So how's that?
That'd be great.
By the way, Free Yard Waste Days will be coming up again. Throw in that quick reminder where it's not the same as it was last year.
Little change. Still the same time frame week-wise, but the number of days that we're open to do that for the free stuff is limited, so a little bit more limited. So it starts, actually, the free stuff would be the Thursday and Friday and Saturday from mid-April till the end of May. Okay. So the 18th would be the very first day, April 18th.
19th and 20th,
and then repeating after that for the next several weeks, ending May 31st.
All right.
So Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, it's free.
That's what we're going to be doing this time.
Yep.
John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.